When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Well, that's St. Paul's advice to the Corinthians, but I wonder whether he would have cut it as a modern-day lawyer, as Clayton Weatherston took the stand this week in his trial for the murder of his former girlfriend and student, Sophie Elliott. The Otago Daily Times' Kay Sinclair reported this. Opening the defence case, counsel Greg King said Weatherston would say he was provoked and lost control after he was asked if he should be tested for an STD, knowing Miss Elliott had slept with someone else while on holiday. Two eminent psychiatrists would give evidence the accused had a complex psychological makeup, with features of anxiety disorder and personality features of narcissism, was prone to narcissistic rage when frustrated or humiliated, and that he could be diagnosed with a personality disorder. Let's make a few things perfectly clear. Weatherston, like anyone else accused of a crime, is entitled to a robust defence, and his counsel is legally and ethically required to provide it. And repugnant as I may find provocation as a defence for murder, he is entitled to run it up the flagpole and see if a jury buys it. I'm no legal scholar, but as a human being, and one who happens to be a manic depressive and recovering alcoholic, I also believe Sophie Elliott has a fundamental right of her own, to her life. And I have a fundamental obligation to people around me that my mental illness and substance abuse is no reason to abdicate responsibility for my own actions and the consequences that flow from them. In short, while getting sober, I had to relearn what any parent teaches their children if they're not trying to raise a feckless sociopath. And even if everything said about Elliot was true, that she was an unfaithful, castrating shrew with a poor judgment to be in a deeply dysfunctional relationship with a narcissistic rageaholic, she didn't deserve to be stabbed and cut 216 times. Perhaps St. Paul had it wrong. Instead of putting aside childish things, we should treat more like children people like Weatherston, Bruce Emery and Philip Edwards, whose homosexual panic defence for the murder of David McNee in 2003 secured him a manslaughter conviction. If we don't accept provocation as a justification from the aggressor in a playground brawl, why should we, as a society, extend it to adult killers, even if their victims are undesirables, like loose young women, taggers and queers?